Hi, everyone. I'm David Chadwick. Welcome to this week's HopeCast with my friend Jen Houston, who is now back with me in studio. Jen, I hope you're feeling better.
Oh, my word. I'm feeling so much better. Thank you so much.
Well, we missed you, and thank you for your time here with me on these HopeCasts, because I think your thoughts and insights are valuable, and you help keep me on target.
Oh, it's always an honor to join you, David. Thank you for having me.
Well, the purpose of these weekly HopeCasts is 1 week to kind of give you a what's going on in the world. And then the other one is a more pastoral HopeCast that tries to address some issue that you may be dealing with in your personal lives. Today, on this HopeCast, we're going to return to the what's going on theme, trying to understand what's happening in our world, especially as we view it through end times questions that many people have, and to try to understand what's going on in our nation as we seem to be moving more and more away from our beautiful representative republic that our founding fathers designed, and what seems to be a deconstruction of its principles and values, a deconstruction of American exceptionalism and the principles that have made our country so great through the centuries, principally the freedoms that have been guaranteed us in the Bill of Rights, especially the freedoms of religion, the freedoms of the press, and the freedoms of people to assemble against their government should they so choose. Those precious, valuable freedoms are guaranteed to us in our Declaration and our Constitution, the two founding documents that launched our nation into existence. What we're seeing, especially over the last 20-plus years, is an attempt by an aggressive whoever, we're not sure who, trying to deconstruct that beautiful constitutional republic and replace it with what I think is a more socialist, more communistic style of government. For historically, there are only two governments that are in the world. There is either a constitutional republic, our government, or there is a more socialistic, democratic communism that is the other kind of government. I prefer the one we're in right now because of those guaranteed freedoms. There's no nation on the face of the earth that has our guaranteed freedoms like we possess here, folks. We need to guard them. We need to make sure they're there. And always remind yourselves that the freedoms that are in the First Amendment are guaranteed in the Second Amendment by your ability to arm yourself, your ability to have guns, to fight against the tyranny of any government that tries to impose itself wrongfully upon its citizenry. So that's why I'm a gun control Second Amendment rights person. Most of the guns owned by people in our country are owned by good people who really do want to protect their property and the rights of other people. Now, that leads to today's show, Jen, and I want to talk about what happened this past week in Mar-a-Lago when it appears that our government, with the knowledge of Joe Biden and particularly Merrick Garland, that they have weaponized the FBI and the Department of Justice to enter a former president's residence and actually take material from his home that included his passport, initially denied by the government, then shown to be true. And it should cause every citizen in the United States of America alarm. Wow. As we do ask this question, is there an attempt to deconstruct our nation and its particular freedoms? And one of those is, in our amendments, the ability to have our property protected, the government now using and weaponizing the different agencies of the government to invade a person's individual home and the protected rights that he should have. I've noticed that 70% of Americans are now more motivated to vote in the 2022 elections because of this invasion of rights. And I go, yes, good. That's what should happen. There's a concern in my heart that this is happening in our nation, and we now see it with this particular event. Secondly, we see it with the IRS now saying it's going to arm 87,000 agents, and in its initial statement saying these 87,000 agents will be armed and can use lethal force against American citizens to get what they want. I particularly would rather see 87,000 more Marines armed with lethal force to protect our nation and our precious freedoms. But yet those are two examples just this past week where it appears to me that there is an attempt to deconstruct the American dream, American exceptionalism, our constitutional republic, and then reconstruct it into a more government-led, government-controlled, government-empowered oversight of our citizenry. Jen, don't know what your thoughts are.
There's so much here, David. Just, I would encourage you to keep going because I'm learning new things as you're sharing this information. One, I didn't know that about the former president's passport being taken, and then now these new 87,000 IRS agents. I'd like to just say there are some IRS agents that still haven't been properly trained. I've heard of error after error of people in the IRS coming after people, and they're an error and had to months later come apologize and give back something. So I'd say invest in the people you have and train them well, but keep going, David. This is
and
fascinating.
And certainly not arm them with lethal force. And then at least in your first statement to say that's what's going to happen if citizens object or push back in any way whatsoever. Again, Jen, let me say this too. I believe with all of my heart that we're not warring against flesh and blood.
Yeah.
We're warring against powers and principalities of the darkness, the dark spiritual world led by Satan himself. That's Ephesians 6:12 teaching. But Satan hates our American constitutional republic. He hates the whole idea of the freedom of religion for people to be able to express their faith and influence government to be spiritually led. He does not want that to happen. He wants a top-down government-controlled understanding where he can influence through his powers the godless controlling the godly from a government top-down perspective, and we just must fight against that in every possible way because America, with all of its flaws, and it does have flaws, is still the major producer of generosity worldwide to the poor and the oppressed. Mm. It's the major producer of the gospel being spread throughout the world. America the beautiful, flawed but fabulous. We want to keep it the way it is and correct our flaws through our principles embedded in the Declaration of Independence and our Constitution.
Amen. I would like for you to clarify briefly, if you don't mind, for myself and our listeners. I love how you said constitutional republic several times in this conversation. And it's interesting because when I listen to some far left people, they don't ever use that word republic. It's oftentimes democracy. Can you give a delineation of why that might be?
Yeah, the constitutional republic is indeed a democracy where we vote, but it has embedded within it certain protections to make sure that the majority can never abuse the minority. So that's why you have the Electoral College, for example, in the presidential elections. It's to ensure that a couple of few states like California, Illinois, and New York control everybody else's narrative. That's why the Electoral College tries to balance out a way for every American's vote to matter. Now, that is democratic, but it's embedded within the Constitution's Electoral College idea of balancing off where people live so that we, the people, can speak into the government no matter where we live, and each vote matters, and we don't have just a few states controlling everything. Again, it's a constitutional republic, not a purebred democracy, where if we just were a democracy, California, Illinois, and New York, again, would be the three states that control the entire narrative for the rest of us, and we would have a liberal progressive agenda imposed upon us, those of us who live more in the heartland or in conservative areas that are not as well populated.
Well, this brings me back to what you've said before. It's almost as though this is the part that they're trying to deconstruct in order to reconstruct something else.
It's bottom line, taking we the people away from us and doing we the government. It makes government God instead of us believing in God to provide. And it means we are, like George Orwell predicted in his book 1984, living under the power of Big Brother telling us that we have to do whatever Big Brother tells us to do.
Wow.
So be aware of people. It's happening, and we need to be aware of what's going on. The 2022 two elections are going to be key. Make sure you vote. And Jen, I'm almost laughing a little bit because 2 years ago when Trump lost, there were many conservatives bemoaning that fact. And I said to you, wait for the 2022 elections, pull up a chair, pop some popcorn.
I'm still eating it.
Watch what's going to unfold. The Democratic Party told us in its platform what it was going to do. And I tell people all the time, don't vote the person, vote the platform. The Democrats told us what they were going to do. They have done it, an aggressive spending program that's making more and more people dependent upon government, open borders where millions are flooding in from other parts of the world who the Democrats think they'll be dependent on government and will therefore have their votes. What they have misunderstood, though, by the way, is that many of those Latino folks coming in value faith, family, and hard work.
Yeah.
And those are principles now the Republican Party is discovering are keys to get to the hearts of Latinos, and more Latinos are switching over to voting more conservatively. So just be aware that this is going on, and these 2022 elections are key. We need to vote. We need to vote informatively. We need to know what the issues are and vote accordingly.
Well, before we go to the international part of our conversation, I just want to tap into what you just said about this huge spending package and this liberal agenda. Is this something that's like people being paid not to work?
Exactly. That's what's going on. And that's what happened with the whole COVID package. And many people got paid for not working and they haven't come back.
Wow.
I think people will let their laziness control them if given the chance to do so. Sloth is one of the seven deadly sins. And we know that laziness is problematic. The Nation of Rome, you can read some of Edwin Gibbon's work on the rise and fall of the Roman Empire. There are many reasons that Rome rose and fell. But interestingly, one of the major reasons it fell was when it started offering the free circus to people. That means that when Rome started offering people the ability to not work and be paid for it, when that happened, people became lazy and the nation became weaker. We're seeing that happen in our midst as well. So I can give several others of those reasons in future Hopecasts, Jen, things like a gross over-infatuation with sports, a gross over-infatuation with sex, a military that no longer had a passion for the nation. We could go on those, but along with that was the free circus as well. Yes, we should be aware that our nation's doing the same thing, paying people not to work to get them on the dole to depend upon government instead of God to meet their every need.
Wow. Well, speaking of Rome, let's go international now. I know you have some things to share with us about what's going on in Israel.
Yeah, just a few things that people need to be aware of as we are looking prophetically at possible end times scenarios. There are a few things that have happened recently that we need to mark. One is that there was a meeting among three powers in the Mideast region, Russia, Turkey, and Iran, the three superpowers that are at the head of the invasion of Israel in the end times in Ezekiel 38. Putin also met with the Ayatollah in Iran, which is interesting as well because he's truly the one that controls that narrative as well. Also, Iran now proclaims it has 90% enrichment possibility, which means it has the ability to build the atomic bomb. Israel knows that, and it's ready to counter if there should be some kind of nuclear holocaust that occurs in that area, which would fit with the Ezekiel 38 and 39 end times scenario before the coming of Jesus. And also, we need to note that Israel responded to all of those missiles that were sent in, that 97% were destroyed by its own shield that it has over its nation, the Iron Dome, which is interesting that one of the ideas of prophetic insight before the Ezekiel 38 and 39 war occurs is that Israel will live in safety. And that, interestingly, 97% of those missiles never reached Israel. But in response, Israel sent missiles into Syria where those missiles came from. And one of those missiles came within just a few hundred 100 yards off, a huge facility that Russia built. Syria, right on the border of Israel, Russia there with many of its tanks on the border that it has supplied for Syria and Iran and Turkey as well, because they are in this alliance together. One asks the question oftentimes, what would it take to get Israel and Russia in a war? And you think that one of their missiles came within just a few hundred yards of one of Russia's huge facilities on the border of Syria, you can begin to see how these pieces just might be coming together and cause many people to see, oh, this is how Ezekiel 38 and 39 will happen before all the other things happen with the Antichrist stepping on the stage and the tribulation time period, then the coming of Jesus himself.
Wow, this is a lot to take in right now. And I'm curious if you have anything else to bring forth, but then also our response as Christians.
Well, I think let's go to that because we are running short of time, but our response as Christians should be, first of all, to pray and to trust Jesus. Secondly, to know biblical prophecy. People study it, that you are blessed in accordance with the book of Revelation when you study that book and understand biblical prophecy. We'll be teaching more of that in the days to come, but also stay calm. Don't worry. It's God's world. He created it. He oversees it. And even though there are powers and principalities attacking people of faith and using all of these scenarios worldwide, supposedly for Satan's entrance into this world through the Antichrist, don't worry. God created Satan. God knows what the Antichrist is going to do. It's all a part of a perfect plan, and he will take care of his own, his precious people called the Church of Jesus Christ.
Wow, that's so good. Thank you so much, David.
Well, thank you, Jen, and thank you, listeners, today for this update on what's going on, and I hope these insights nationally and internationally help you trust the Lord, believe in him more, and know that he has everything in the palm of his hands. Look forward to talking with you all next week.